Coal ash, the byproduct of burning coal, is one of the largest individual types of industrial waste in the U.S. Most of it is sent to landfills, dumped into waterways, or stored in the ground. But researchers at the National Energy Technology Laboratory south of Pittsburgh are discovering valuable rare earth elements in this coal waste. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed has that story on this week's Tech Report.
Rare earth elements are things like scandium, yttrium, and neodymium. They're essential to creating cell phones, superconductors, and lasers.
It's actually a little bit of a misnomer.
That's Tom Tarka. He runs the Rare Earth Elements program.
Rare earth elements aren't necessarily rare. They exist everywhere in the world. So, I mean, even if you're digging your garden, you're going to have rare earth elements.
Most of the rare earth elements in the world come from China. But Tarka says coal and coal waste could become a domestic source.
If we were able to bring down the price of rare earth elements domestically, we can also spur domestic industry and create more goods here and bring more manufacturing jobs here.
Tarka and his team are developing cutting-edge technology for identifying 55 different elements all the way down to the parts per trillion level. Think of that as one square inch in a 250 square foot area. This work is still in the early research stages, but Tarka says he expects an industry extracting rare earth elements from coal to spring up in the next 5 to 10 years. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Liz Reed.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by ANSYS, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.